Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, August the 25th, Saturday, August the 25th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the mindset that is needed or required, I should say, the proper mental disposition that is needed to be successful in the life management system and just to be successful in life. Today, we want to really, really focus on the key to being successful in this system, life management system, and life in general. There is a certain disposition that must be maintained in order for you to be successful in life. And that disposition, my brothers, that disposition, my sisters, is not a disposition that is taught. It's not something that we are used to, and that is growth. Now, before you disconnect, I need to make sure that you understand what that means, what growth means. Because I always thought growth meant, you know, progressing. I thought that meant, you know, going out and getting something. I thought that meant, you know, setting a goal and then moving forward in the direction of accomplishing that goal. And that is a part of what we are talking about today. But today we are talking about, especially for the members that's in the life management system, and especially for anyone who's listened to any of my shows, and anyone who knows the depth of the lack of awareness or consciousness that exists on this planet, that is extremely limiting when we talk about being what we call successful. Now, first of all, everybody's definition of success is different, so we understand that right off the bat. We don't have to discuss that. What success, you know, $100 a week may be successful for me. You know, $100 a week may be poverty for you. So everybody's definition of success is different. But what I want to focus on and what I need to drop in your lap today is how to be successful in any system, but specifically the life management system. So when we go to any system or we involved in anything in life, there is a mindset that you must maintain. Now, when I say mindset, I'm talking about a certain amount of expectation. Let me establish the terms for today's topic. First of all, we're talking about success. Second of all, we're talking about mind. And third of all, we're talking about a set or a pattern. So the first word is successful. So and that word could be life. So life management system, success, mindset. So those three words are the same. So when I say success, I mean life. When I say mind, I mean management. And when I say set, I mean system. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because the life management system is just a successful mindset. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. The whole purpose of the life management system is to, I can drop you off anywhere. If I can drop you off anywhere, you'll be successful. What does that mean? The reason that when I establish my feelings or my intention, how do I feel wealthy? How do I feel healthy? How do I feel wise? And how do I feel I'm in a great relationship if all of the answers to those questions are no? I feel wealthy because I have a process of producing wealth. I'm not attached to the definition of the word. I'm attached to the process that is behind the word. Let me make sure you understand the definition of, again, success and life. Life is a process. It's a journey. It's a destination. Let me say that again. Now, the reason why this is so important is because I wasn't taught or told or warned that this is a war of attrition, meaning that this is something that you do every day, all day, 24/365. And so when we talk about success, we're talking about a system. That's the word, you know, set. So life is very important that you understand to manage life. There must be a system. And that system is the result of a particular mindset or a particular disposition. But that system, again, is a process. It's not a destination. And so when we say the word life, we are saying the word success at the same time. Extremely important. And when we say the word management, we're also at the same time, when I say management, you should think about mind, because the mind is what manages everything. And when I say the word set, you should actually think of the word system. And so we got these three keys that allows us to be successful in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, or any system, anywhere on any planet. That means you can go through multiple dimensions. And no matter where I drop you off, you have, again, the keys or the understanding that you need in order for you to be successful in that dimension. So that means you can be in any system. So regardless of the system, you will be successful if you maintain this mindset or this life management system or this life management style. All of the evidence is pointing to the fact that every one of us, each and one of us, is about growth. We have a growth mindset. But in order for you to have the growth mindset, you have to have another mindset. And the mindset that you have to have is a mindset that is based upon understanding that there is a successful mind system that is set into place every day. Now, the way that you set that into place every day is, what should you be doing? If you are a member of the Life Management System right now, you get your modules every day, every other Sunday. You got your books, you got your tapes, and you're listening to stuff. So what should you do? What's the first thing that you should do? Well, before you can do anything, you got to be something. So what should you be? So what I'm answering today is that question. I am answering the question that what you should be. And what you should be is a single standing column of waveform energy. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, that simply means that the life management system is a success mindset that is not based up on reality. It is not based up on your abilities. It's not based up on any particular learning. It's based up on an understanding. Now, what is the understanding of? That is, there has to be an understanding that you are a single standing column of waveform energy. So in order for you to be successful in any system, on any planet, at any time, or anywhere, there has to be, again, a mental picture of a certain people, place, or position. In other words, your zone is your throne. Your zone is your throne. Now, what that means is, now again, in order for you to be successful in any system, but specifically the mindset of the life management system. So in the life management system, there has to be a willingness every day. The willingness must be made up before the system is started. Now, the reason why a lot of people are not successful is they don't have this willingness. Now, that willingness comes from somewhere. Notice that you can't be willing. You just don't wake up and say, I am willing to do whatever required to be successful in life. You can't make that statement because you don't know what the requirement is. And so without having that understanding, you can't be willing. See, willpower, motivation, and technology are not the keys to the kingdom. So there is something else besides motivation. There's something else besides willpower. There's something else besides technology. There's something else that allows you to be successful in all systems across the globe. There is something else. There is this ability that you got to have to understand that the word income means come in. So we are all interested in earning, not making, but earning or creating. Remember, we did the show already on you cannot make money, because money, the making of paper and coinage, is done in Washington, D.C. and in Fort Worth, Texas. That is where the Federal Bureau of Imprinting, or the place that prints the money. So you don't make money. You earn it by exchanging your time for dollars, or you create it out of using your mind and exchanging ideals for dollars. So willingness is not it. Willingness is a part of it, but willingness is not it. Motivation is not it. Technology is not it. There is a certain element that is needed for you to be successful, not only in my system, but in any system on the planet. And we go all the way back to the beginning of time. And if we go all the way back to the beginning of time, and if we look at, let's just say, when I say time, let's just say the biblical narrative, and we talk about the thing that made Jesus successful in his pilgrimage on the earth. Remember when Jesus left and he came back after he, from the age of 13 to 30, those are the missing years. Nobody know where Jesus went. Some people say he went to Egypt. Some people say he went to India. Some people say, you know, he went to Africa. Nobody knows because that part of history was not recorded. See, people solve problems with purpose and not with passion. People solve problems with purpose and they don't solve their problems with passion. So the thing that gave Jesus his power was his purpose. Now, the key to understanding is when we talk about quantum physics. And so in quantum physics, the observer determines what is observed. So now, how can the observer change the molecular structure of the experiment? How can the mind mold matter? How can the molecular structure of atoms change according to your thoughts? How can you just, the person that you are, the individual, you're just one grain of sand on one beach of a zillion beaches in the omniverse. How is it that you can change matter and mass with your brain? How does that take place? How can I, and I do this every day, how can I mold mass and matter? And the bigger the mass, that has to do with power density. So if I want to move a lot of mass, I'm going to need a lot of density. That's the reason why we are talking about in the world today, the rolling out of 5G, because they understand that they want to increase the density. So let's, before I reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify the mindset that is needed to be successful in the life management system and in any system in life, let's break down this 5G that's been rolled out and how everything is about density. So power density spectrum is what we're talking about in physics. So in physics, there is a density. The density is the amount of power per unit. So when we're talking about power density, this power, which is the rate of energy transferred. So the density, power density, is the rate or the power per unit. So energy density is the key. So when we talk about energy density, we're talking about the amount of energy in a given volume or space. If you increase the density, you increase the effectiveness. So we're talking about density. So in physics, there's a lot of emphasis on density now, which is the reason why we went from two. I can remember back in the day, there was cell phones came out, there was 2G, then 3G, then 4G. Now we're in 5G, and that's messing up. It's like putting the body inside of a microwave. So energy density, power density, energy density is the amount of energy that is contained in a certain space. Now, the reason why this is very important is that this means that you can increase and you can lower the density. Now, in food, they have density. It's in calories. So certain foods are very calorically dense. And other foods are not as dense as other foods. So let's look at this word density, because that's the key. So power density, but really when we're talking about being effective inside of the life management system in any system, we're talking about your feeling density. That's the key to the life management system. was a little bit different from emotional density, and we'll break that down here in a second. So when we talk about density, we're simply talking about the amount of information in a particular space. So density is the degree of substance. It is the degree of compactness. It is basically the degree of power, if we want to use that term. It is the amount of pressure, if you will, that can be applied to a substance that creates a result. So when we're talking about density, we're simply talking about the thing that creates or moves or molds matter for the sake of physics or spiritual physics. Meaning, I'm in the life management system and I have a goal. My goal is, let's say, I want to bring in $5,000 a month from my online business. So my first thing is every day I need to feel like I already have $5,000 from my online business every day. I talked about this yesterday, and I mentioned Nick Saban and Alabama football. Nick Saban coaches two things that make Alabama successful. That's why they have competed for the national championship in college football. Man, I want to say they've been in the top five in the last 10 years. I think they've been in the national championship. They've either won or they've been in a championship game the last five. Nick Saban teaches space mastery and show up every day. Two things. For the life management system, you need those two things. Space mastery. Space is purpose. Purpose is your position. Position mastery. So what's your position? Well, my position is a teacher. I need to master that. Second is I need to show up every day mentally. How do I show up every day to be a teacher? I set my intention. How do I set my intention? By my power density. So the key to the life management system is I need to set my intention every day to be the master of my position. And I need to show up every day, meaning that I am willing to do whatever it takes to be the best teacher on the planet every day. Now, remember, my goal is, let's say, for example, now my goal is way over $5,000 a month. But yes, let's just say your goal is, let's say that you want to make, you're making videos, you're making how-to videos. Let's say you want to make $5,000 a month doing, you know, let's say meal preparation. And let's say you're preparing meals, you know, and you're doing videos on how to prepare meals. So you want to make $5,000 a month showing people on, you know, from videos, from audios, webinars, blogs. You're doing all of, you're going through the 21 streams of income that I talk about in my 30 steps in 30 days. And let's say you're a dietitian. Let's say you're a nutritionist and you want to make $5,000 a month, $1,000 a week, you know, doing online in different ways. So the first thing you got to do is you got to master that space. That means you got to be the best dietitian. So when I ask you a question about the chlorag and the device, what's the difference? What foods have malic acid? What food has malic acid? You should be able to, bam, tell me. If I ask you what fruits, you know, should I combine? What has tartaric acid? What has, you know, malic acid? And what has citric acid? Bam, you should tell me. If I ask you what are the three top fruits or vegetables that I should eat that has the highest alkalinity rate, you should be able to tell me. If I ask you how can I decluster my water so that way I can increase optimize my uptake of my water intake, bam, you should be able to tell me. If I ask you anything that does with nutrition, bam, you should be able to tell me because that's mastery. Or you should be able to research it and tell me. You should be able to tell me. I don't know the answer to that question, but give me 30 minutes and I'll get back to you. That's mastery. Space mastery is the result of density. So what type of density, Brother Will? Emotional density. Let's break down the difference between feelings and emotions. Now, this is extremely important because we're talking about the mindset that is needed to be successful in a life management system, my system. This is the one thing that I see missing, and a lot of people that are not successful in the life management system. They don't have, again, they don't have emotional density, and they don't have feeling density. They're pretty much the same, but there is a difference that I need you to understand. So I have emotional density that has been replaced by feeling density. So feelings are feeling. Let's just say the word feeling. So I want to feel. Now, feeling, according to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, is a sensation. Now, remember, your sensation precedes your manifestation. Let me say that again. Now, remember, to be successful in the life management system, you got to have sensations. Because sensations always precede manifestations. Sensations always precede manifestation. This is the missing ingredient in the life management system. You want to make $100,000 a year, you know, online as a vegetarian cook, let's say. And the way you're going to do this, you're going to prepare vegan meals. You're going to sell a recipe book. You got cookbooks. You got recipes. You got demonstration shows. But you actually, you're not a vegetarian yourself. You actually like meat. So you got a problem. Because you're not feeling. There is no sensation. There is no impression. Excuse me. In your soul or in your spirit, you are not impressed with you. So you want me to be impressed with you, and you're not impressed with you. See, the number one problem in life is impression. The number one problem in all relationships is people used to be impressed with their mate. Now they look at them and they're not impressed. You don't admire or admonish your mate anymore. Back in the day when it was fine, man, you looked at your wife and you were like, yeah, buddy. Now you look at your wife, you're like, yeah, whatever. You're not impressed. Women, you need to stay impressed. Men used to look at your man and used to be like, ooh, look at my husband. Now that six pack that your husband used to have back in the day is gone. Now he got a 18 pack. Now he got an inner tube around his waist. So Jim Bob don't look the way he used to look. So you're not impressed. There's no density. There's no emotional integrity. There's nothing there that curls your toes. There isn't a intensity. Density is another word for intensity. That's the key to the kingdom. Now, density is a little different because density has to do with the mass and the weight and the density. Density is the mass per unit of volume. It is the amount of data that can be entered into any box. You are that box, boo-boo. So you want to put $1,000 in your box. You need to have $1,000 worth of density. That has to do, density is how you compact or concentrate on something. Density is how you compact, put something in together, how you concentrate. Density, for example, is how you can crowd something in to a small space. Density. So I want to crowd $1 million into a very small box. Some people just want to put $1,000. Some people want to put $1 billion into the same space that I'm putting $1 million. Somebody else may be putting $100,000. How do we do it? Feelings. Now, feelings is the power of perceiving. Now, there is two types of feelings. Feeling like I can feel something, touch it with my hand, right? You can touch it with your hands. Or you can, feelings is the emotional or the passion or the way that you perceive something by your emotions. So you see how close the word feelings and emotions are. When you feel something, feelings produce a sensation. Emotions produce an imagination. Mmm. Somebody should write that down. I'm just saying. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. See, feelings produce a sensation. Emotions, they do something different. Emotions produce an imagination. What if you have both? Ooh-wee, your doggone hunt. So your feelings are going to, you know, produce. And your emotions are going to produce. But each one of them are going to produce something that is totally different from the other one. Now, both of them, both dogs hunt. One just happens to hunt a little better than the other. Now, I started off with emotions until I understand that the feelings was actually better than the emotions. And then I upgraded. See, feelings produce a sensation. And emotions produce a imagination. Both are great. Both are needed. But let's look at the difference between a sensation and an imagination. Because remember, when I feel something for somebody, let's say I have a feeling of compassion towards you. That is a sensation. Now, a sensation is it's a mental condition. Now, I need you to follow me because this is like splitting hairs. But I found out that the devil hides in the details. So I like, okay, I'm gonna split this hair. Because I got, you know, tired of being sick and tired. I don't know if y'all was there yet, but if you're not there, you stick around. You'll get there. And when we talk about these sensations, a sensation, again, has to do with a particular, and it means to be endowed with a sense, like your five senses. But I like it when you go deeper into the origin and the history word, it means a state of shock or surprise, feeling, sensation. So the word sensation means a mental state. Ooh-wee. I like that right there. It is a mental disposition of being shock and awe. Remember when Bush and them came out, they went over there, they called it shock and awe. And they were dropping bombs on everybody. And that was a part of their program that they called shock and awe. Because they wanted to produce a certain mindset. That's called a ruling disposition. That's called a spirit. You are a spirit. What kind of spirit are you? Well, you have a say-so in what kind of spirit that you want to possess on this dimension. So it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that when we talk about these words, they establish your world. So I want to establish a world or a disposition. Now, remember, feelings and emotions are pretty much the same thing. But we want to look at the difference between the two. That way you can choose which disposition you want to maintain. But if you remember the life management system, I need to explain to you why you need the difference between the two, because the life management system is about managing the life, but it's about managing the life in all four areas. And the four areas are wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So I found that it's better to manage or to optimize or maximize your life when you are able to take, in the beginning was the word was with God and the word was God, and you are able to maintain a mental disposition that is a state of surprise. That means that your density is always in a state of ecstasy. It's always in a state of enthusiasm. It's always in a state of peaceful agitation. It means it is a attraction. So So a sensation is a is like a stimulation. It is the faculty to feel. Let me say it again. It is a mental disposition that always allows you to feel. It's like a it is the facility. It is a indefinite amount of feelings or sensations. It's a sense. And so this sense that we're talking about is not part of the five senses. We're talking about your spiritual sixth sense. So when I say feelings, I'm talking about a sensation. That means to feel that something exists. Ooh. Let me say that again. So a sensation is to feel that something exists. Ooh. Let me say that one more time. I don't know if you got it. Sensation. Now remember, feelings produce sensations. A sensation is a feeling. It means that you feel that something exists. You feel it. Now that something and that exists, in your case, in my case, it's $1 million. In my case, it's perfect health. In my case, it's knowing esoteric knowledge that nobody else knows, like I'm sharing today. In my case, it's maintaining a toe-curling relationship with myself, with my God, my wife, my children, my neighbors, my friends, my family, and everybody on the planet, net, and the omniverse. So in my brain, I have a feeling everything exists in the eternal now. If you got that mindset, it's a wrap. No demon and no devil will ever be able to come, because now you are in a state of sticker shock. You are in a state of surprise. You are in a state of community. Dictionary.com, it says, you know, feeling comes from the Latin S-E-N-S-U-S or S-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N-E-M. It means endowed with a community. So this word is a deep word. We could keep going, but I think you get it. So number one, sense. Feel that something exists. That's option one. Now option number two, pretty close to option number one. Because option number two is this word, you know, the first word that we start off with was the word feelings. The next word was the word emotions. Now remember, in order for your dog to hunt, in the life management system, you need to have feelings and you need to have emotions. But you need to know what you need to have, because those are the symbols of something. So, okay, we got feelings and emotions. Throw that away. We don't want to use those words. Those are Luciferian constructs. Those are symbols. Those are sigils. Those are runes. Those are hieroglyphics. So what are the substance? So an emotion is an active state of consciousness, active. An emotion is any of the feelings. So emotions are any of the feelings. Now the feelings are the ability to maintain a sensation, and the sensation allows you to feel that something exists, whether it exists or not. You feel like it exists, whether it exists or not. You feel like it exists, whether it exists or not. You feel like it exists, whether it exists or not. That's a sensation. That's my definition. Now, the word emotion means that you have a particular movement. It means, the word emotion means to move the feelings. E is like energy, motion. So emotions means the ability to move the feelings. It means to move motion or energy in motion. So your emotions at the core comes from a stirring, a moving on, agitation. So the word emotion really means to move, is to move something. And the emotions move you, or it moves your imaginations. Feelings moves your sensations, but they both have this ability to move. So an emotion is an intense mental state, again, that moves you to your imagination. And so since again, feelings produce sensations. Emotions move you. But how does your emotions move you? Now, remember, emotions is energy in motions. The emotions come from your thoughts. Feelings come from your thoughts. The emotions and feelings both come from your thoughts. The emotions activate your sensations, or the emotions activate your imaginations. Your feelings activate your sensations. So when you are in your feelings, that means that your body is sensing something. That means your spirit, your sick. Again, we're talking spiritual here. We can also talk naturally. Your sensations. So if, you know, a certain part of the body is stroked repeatedly, it produces sensations. And that sensation, again, makes you feel something exist, whether it's real or not. That's the key. The key, my brothers, is to feel like you're a millionaire, whether you got $1 million or not. The key is to feel like you got a six pack, whether you got one or not. Again, healthy. The key is to think that you're on a level of Aristotle and Socrates, or whoever the, you know, your Pythagoras, or whoever your guru is, whoever you would think as a very intellectual individual. The key is for you to, again, feel that that exists, or that you are that, whether you are or not. The key is to feel like you're eligible, that you love yourself, whether you love yourself or not. So the key to the life management system is to feel like you're managing your life, whether you are or not. Because you bring about what you feel about. Now, let me make sure you understand how this works when you add in the imagination. Because remember, it's not A or B. It's always C, option C. So option A, we have our feelings that produces our sensations. Option B, we have our emotions that produces our imaginations. Now, the word imagination is the word imagination. And we've talked about imaginations many times before. So this word we already are familiar with. But what I want to point out for you today about the word imagination, when it's tied into your feelings or your emotions, I'm sorry. So your emotions move. What does it do? It moves mental images. That's where we get this process of conception that we call pictures. So the motion picture is moving pictures. So the way that pictures move is with emotions. Let me say that again. The way that the image that's in your head is going to move out of your head down to your heart, and then move from your heart down to your hands, is with emotions. So you can have purpose, but if you ain't got no emotion, no, again, frequently repeated, emotionally charged. So the life management system works when the faculty of your mental creative ability has a spark. That spark is called an image or your imagination. Now, the problem with, if you want to say why I have chosen or selected feelings that produce sensations over emotions that produce imaginations, when actuality, when we talk about your feelings and we talk about your emotions, when you combine them, they create something different. That's called your spiritual density. The key to the life management system is that everybody that's a part of the life management system, or any system or organization on earth, when you talk about peak mastery, when you talk about operating your space, when you talk about being the best, remember Nick Saban at Alabama. I've never personally met Nick Saban. I have one of my clients has a lifetime box. His son played there. If I remember correctly, yeah, I think he played at Alabama. But anyway, he has a box, and you know, we talk during our one-on-ones, and him and Nick Saban is good friends. And he, as I already know, because again, I follow football, not as much as I used to. But I knew Nick Saban when he coached way back in the NFL. And before that, when he coached at LSU, before he got to Alabama. Most people don't remember those old days of Nick Saban, when he was good, but he wasn't as good. When Nick Saban got to Alabama, he made a conscious decision to do what I'm telling you to do. Now, the reason Alabama football, they're in the state championship every day, because In Alabama, they don't take no plays off. Somebody should write that down. Peak performance. If you want to maximize your ability, the life optimization, you want to optimize your life. You don't take no days off mentally. Now, you can go to sleep, but mentally, you don't turn off this feeling that something exists. That is the key to the life management system. You don't turn it off. See, Steph, a lot of people like me, I'm learning, just like you're learning, that I can't turn my brain off. I can't turn my brain off and take a day of poverty. I can't stop feeling that I am wealthy. If I have a bad day, and I have them, and you have them too, you are doing your business, and you bring in X amount of dollars in sales for that day, or not like sales. Now, business is cyclical. We all know that. So you have a bad day, then you're going to have what? Bad feelings. In Alabama, they don't have those. Alabama football players are not allowed to have those. They're not allowed to have bad feelings. You can go there. You can watch this on the ESPN. They have the you can type it in. I think it's on Netflix. And Nick Saban coaching style, space mastery, position mastery. If you're the quarterback, master your position. Don't master the receiver's position. You're not a receiver. Don't master the running back position. You are not a running back. Don't master the offensive lineman because you are not, you're a quarterback. If you are a quarterback at Alabama, you better master that position. You better be the best quarterback in the NCAA. The best. And if you look at Alabama's quarterbacks, they up there. They at every position, Alabama has arguably the best player in college football in every position. How is that possible? That's his expectation. What is yours? You don't expect greatness. How are you going to be great? Greatness is an expectation. It is an intensity or a density of expectation. That is the key to the kingdom. That is the key to the life management system. The information in the life management system, today what we're talking about is irrelevant. What's important is your mental disposition when you take the field. In your area of expertise, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, if you are a seamstress, if you're a baker, if you are a teacher, I don't care what you are doing, do it well. In fact, do it the best. Set out to be the best. Don't be average. Just don't show up. Anybody can show up. To be the best, set out to be the greatest at your position. I'm not saying to be the greatest being on the planet. I'm not even saying you to be God. I'm just telling you to be the best baker. You a baker? You baking? I tell my daughter, okay, you're going to bake cookies? She had this interview, and you know, she went to talk to the head guy of all the Walmarts to put her stuff in the Walmart. She said, well, Dad, you know, the menu was great, but no, hold up, time out. What do you mean? Well, you know, there's a lot of competition. You know, there's a lot of, yeah, but you don't got competition. You're the best at what you do. Well, how do I know? Because you are the best because, remember the definition of the word, feelings produce sensations. Sensation is the ability to feel that something exists. So my question to you is, what do you want to exist? So if you don't want nothing to exist, the life management system is probably not for you. See, me, I want some things to exist. And the way that they exist is because I persist. What do I persist in? I persist in maintaining my emotional state because I know that my emotion produces my imagination, which is an image, a picture in my brain of the state that I wish to maintain. Do you have a picture in your brain of the state that you wish to maintain? Do you have a picture in your brain right now of the state that you wish to maintain? Now, remember, at the beginning of this show, I said that there were three words that you must understand. Life management system equals successful mindset. Now, if you've forgotten those three words, then you will not be able to combine the next three words. feelings produce sensation. Because remember, life is the same word as success. And success is defined by you. Number one, life and success is the same thing. So my definition of success and your definition of success should be different. Because $100,000 in, you know, South Texas is a lot different than $100,000 in Southern California. $100,000 in Southern California ain't gonna really take $100,000 to New York. Yeah, it ain't gonna do you too much. It ain't gonna do you too good in New York. So the definition of success is different monetarily, or health, or wisdom, or relationship wise. But whatever that definition is, maintain that. Does that exist? Remember, feelings or sensations are it's the feeling that something exists. Now, this is extremely important. This, when I just found this out like 2 weeks ago. This messed up my theology, man. Whatever you do not want done, don't feel. Hold up. What? Say that again. This is a quote from my good buddy, you know, Neville Goddard, who says, whatever you do not want done. Whatever you do not want done. Okay, that's reverse engineered that. Whatever you want done. This is a quote by Master Teacher 33. Neville Goddard said a negative affirmation, which, you know, he was just, you know, talking. So, but I'm not going to say that in an affirmation. I'm going to say that in a confirmation. I'm going to declare and decree. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. That's the definition of the word faith. So Nobel Goddard said, whatever you do not want done, don't think. So I'm saying, whatever you do want done, do think. Or do feel, I should say. Now, let me say that again. This is the key to the life management system. This is the key to a successful mindset. This is the key to life. Whatever you do not want done, do not feel. So why do we make our children feel bad when they do something wrong? This statement would change our parenting. So why do preachers preach about hell and fire? I'm not saying we shouldn't, but why, if you do not want me to go to hell, why do you make me feel like I'm in hell? Whatever you do not want done, do not feel. So why do we make people feel bad? Do we want that done? Why do you make people feel angry? Now, I never thought about this. I wish I had this knowledge when I was a parent. I don't want my children. Why do parents chastise their children? Why do we make our children feel bad? Now, I used to make my children do something wrong. I would make them feel bad. I'll come over here and give them a tongue lashing. And my kids know, they would be like, oh, Dad, please stop talking. Please. I got to look in their face and they'd be looking like, oh, when is this fool going to shut up? So as my kids got older, I realized that talking was way worse than taking a belt and you know, giving them a couple of raps on the butt. That didn't do nothing. But when I started talking, oh, man, or take away their electronics, oh, they were just like, oh, man. They were like, Dad, please, please, please stop talking, please. Because y'all know I can talk. And then in the life management system, there is a struggle that I'm having and everybody's having, because we can have a great month, but how do you have a great month? Peak performance. How do you operate at your peak? I want to operate at my peak. Do you want to operate at yours? I want to be successful. Now, I know things are cyclical. I understand, but in the spirit realm, everything is omnibenevolent. That means all good all the time. Okay, can I get a one-way ticket? And then the father says, all right, don't worry about coming up here where I'm at, son. I'm coming down there where you at. I'm like, ooh-wee, it's about to go down. So the big G says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new city, a new cell is dropping down. Chill, it's already in the process. The Son is already preparing you for what the Father is about to expose to you. So whatever you want done, feel. Okay. Are you feeling healthy this morning? Or do you feel like a millionaire? That's the only reason why you're not one, Brother Will. Okay, I got it. I got you, God. I'm on it. So every day, I'm from now on, moving forward, I'm only talking to people that make me feel like a millionaire. No disrespect. If you want to wallow in a date, dirt, and talk poor creature, I got clients that every time I talk to them, it's the end of the world. Okay, boo-boo. I may not be the coach for you. I know you got to start somewhere. We all do. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about people that I've been, if I've been talking to you for 5 years, and you still a poor critter, I'm telling myself that first before I told you that. That's why I can tell you, because I told myself, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, hold up, bro. Now you're doing good, but you've been doing good for a long time. When you gonna start doing gooder? And when you gonna get to your goodest? Well, I'm happy being good, man. Like, life is good. I mean, I'm satisfied. One thing about the Father is always growing. He's always glowing. So the big G is saying, no good, okay, enjoy it, it's okay. You reach your goal, you got your goal, 100,000, whatever your goal is, you got there. Okay, woo-hoo, take a deep breath. Relax, go out, party. Drink a couple of pina coladas, take the wife out for dinner, take the husband out skiing, fishing, whatever the hubby like to do, enjoy. You worked hard, you reach your goal, okay, give yourself a hand. Absolutely, okay, you're done? Okay, when you're done, take your time though, but when you're done, this is the problem in Christianity too. Everybody got saved and they, woo-hoo, Jesus Christ, them crucified. Nobody read Hebrews 6:1. Negroes partying for 30 years. Sit on the same pew. Same ain't done nothing. In fact, they probably lost or losing money. This is the problem. Now, tomorrow, I'm doing something that 5 years ago was impossible. 2 years ago, never would happen. In fact, I was told hell would freeze over before what's happening tomorrow would happen. So tomorrow, I'm preaching in my wife's mother and father's church. So I'm leading the Sunday service tomorrow. So I'll probably do it Facebook Live so you guys tune in, because y'all got to see this. This is a historical event. 5 years ago, I was the devil incarnate. 2 years ago, I was the devil's daddy. I was the bad guy. I was like, yeah, they was ready to, crucify my dog behind. Because I treated their daughter disrespectfully, rightfully so. Now, let's keep it real. I deserve that. I'm not saying that, I'm a poor critter. No, I order. Like, nothing in my life happens by accident. But I was told at that time, because remember, everything that I got right now, I ordered 5 years before I met my wife. I wrote down on a piece of paper. And you guys have heard the story. I still got the paper. I wrote down. Now, remember, although I didn't understand what I understand now, which is why I'm begging and I'm pleading you to understand this. If you can understand this, this will transform your life. You attract where you are at. You attract to you where you are at. Thinking is working in the spirit realm. Thinking, pondering. When you are pondering it, you are bringing it. Thinking is the bringing about process spirit. So 5 years before I met my wife, I was pondering and I was thinking about the height, about the weight, about the skin color. I thought about everything except for two things, age and children. Now, you guys know this. Now, this is not a bad thing. This is a God thing, because God knew that those things were not, was non-issues. Now, I've already raised 13 kids. So raising kids, I can do that in my sleep. Because I understand, because I'm just a big kid. I'm trying to tell you the power of this system. I'm trying to tell you the power that you attract where you are at. So in the beginning, me and my wife's relationship was great. We were two peas in a pod. And then, because remember, what was my goal? My goal was to get back into church and back into ministry, because I had got kicked out Why? Because I stopped tithing. And they say, you know what, we like you, bro. You know, you're a good man, but give us that collar. Give us your license and your ministering papers. You know, when you can start giving us that 40 G's every month, I mean, every year, come back. And I said, well, hold on, Pastor. You know, I've been here 10 plus years. I built this church. We started in your freaking living room on your sofa. Now we got a $5 million? And most of that came out of whose credit and whose money? And you kicking me out? Oh, so it's like that? So I'm like, no problem. That was my mindset. Now remember, you attract where you are at. And I attracted into my life. And then I said, I don't want to do that no more. All of a sudden, my marriage fell apart. Why? I changed the rules of the game in the middle of the game. You can't do that unless you consult your spouse first. Say, hold up, honey. You know, right now we're playing basketball. I want to stop and start playing football. Football, basketball is a non-contact sport. Football is a contact sport. So if you are playing a game with somebody who think they got the rules of basketball and you run over there and you drill them and tackle them to the ground, I think they might be a little upset, don't you? Now, all I know is if I'm playing basketball and somebody tackle me to the ground, I'm going to be very angry because basketball is a non-contact sport. And then they come, hold up, dude, well, we changed the game. We're playing football now. How come y'all didn't tell me? That's basically what I did to my wife. And then I was wondering why she and her family was upset. You can't change the rules in the middle of the game and don't tell nobody. Tell us. So I told them, okay, well, you know what? I changed the rules of the game. I don't want to be a traditional church guy no more. Well, why not? Well, that dog don't hunt. Well, what do you mean it don't hunt? That's all we know. Jesus Christ has been crucified since birth. Okay, you got a better dog? I said, yeah. And I told them, and they all laughed at me. So I went back to my closet, and I said, okay, God, this ain't working. So I packed my shiznits, and I left. And then God said, go back. And I was like, well, hold up. Why am I going back to Egypt? He said, didn't Moses go back to Egypt? Didn't I send Jonah to Nineveh? Okay, God, what you saying? Why did God send Moses back to Egypt? He was raised an Egyptian. He went back to Egypt because he wasn't an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. Sometimes God put Hebrews in with Egyptians to change the Egyptians into Hebrews. Come on, somebody. So tomorrow morning at 11, I'm going to be changing traditionalists into metaphysicians. Watch me work. Or, better yet, watch God work. That's what God do. God meet people where they at. If you're a peasant, God doesn't care. God became a peasant so he can change peasants. You're a Buddhist, God doesn't care. That is the mindset of the life management system. The mindset of the life management system, you can drop me off anywhere. I don't care. I will blossom. I will bloom. All I need is my mindset. The life management system, again, and this is the mindset that you must have regardless of where you are at on this planet. You must have a mindset that over and understands what I call spiritual density, which is just another word of spiritual intensity. So you must be spiritually intense. Because remember, when Jesus spoke, he spoke as one having authority. That means that his spiritual density allowed him to maintain his spiritual intensity. It is this intensity that they felt. It's this intensity that you feel right now. It's the intensity that's in my voice. It's that intensity that maintains the performance, that peak performance. That, my brothers and sisters, the ability, that's what breaks the yoke. It's the tone in your voice that determines the speed of your choice. It is that tone in your voice that determines your speed or the speed in your choice. It's extremely important because the life management system works if you work it. How do we work it, Brother Will? You work the life management system with your spiritual density. How do we maintain that spiritual density? To understand that you must have the feeling that wealth exists now. You must have the feeling that you are already wealthy. There must be a sensation that comes from your fixation on your spiritualization. That is the ability to over and understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All I'm doing is I'm saying the same thing, but I'm just saying it in different ways so that way you can over and understand that whatever you want done, you must feel. So do you feel wealthy? Okay, no. Okay, do you feel healthy? No. Do you feel wise? No. Do you feel like you're in a great relationship? No. That's probably not. That's probably why you don't have those things. Okay, well, Brother Will, that's great. So how do I feel wealthy? You feel wealthy because you understand that you have a process that comes from your purpose that allows you to produce wealth. You take that process that is a feeling that produces a sensation. You take your emotions that, again, that produces a particular image, and you put these feelings and these emotions together, and they produce a particular intensity or a particular density. So when you got these feelings plus these emotions, that going to give you a particular density. And again, density is just another word for intensity. Because I've used that word intensity, and I've talked about frequent intense training. So now we want to throw in the word density, which is the amount of intensity that you can compact into your body. So how intense are you, brother? How intense are you? Now that density and that intensity comes from what? It comes from feeling that something already exists. Okay, what already exists? Wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship. If it already exists, all you got to do is persist. Persist where? Persist in your emotional state that produces your image. Your image is a mental picture that is so clear it makes you get up and move. That's what emotions are. Emotions are mental images that are so clear that you move those images until they become reality. Emotions are imaginations, or emotions produce imaginations. And that imaginations is just an image, or at least four images that you should have in your brain: an image of wealth, an image of health, an image of wisdom, and an image of relationship. Those are images or pictures that are inside of the brain. And those images, those pictures contain a particular process. So in your brain, you should not see a car. You should see the process that manifests the car. What's the process? Getting up and going to work every day at 8? That's how you manifest the car. So when you see that picture of the car, behind the car, you should see yourself sitting in the desk doing your job. You should see yourself. I see myself doing my blog talk shows. What I'm doing right now. Working on Dear Kinnear reports. What I'm getting ready to do next. Preparing for, again, the next book that I'm getting ready to write. Setting up my schedules for my one-on-one. Sending out emails. Making sure, again, the payloads, website, and all of the back-end information is taken care of. So when I see the picture, I went and looked at the RV that I'm going to be purchasing yesterday, posted on Facebook page, 100 plus grand for a house on wheels. So when I see my RV, I see myself in that RV, sitting at the table inside that RV with my laptop in that RV, doing Dear Kinnear reports, doing one-on-ones, the process that produces the product. A lot of people can see the product, but can you see the process? The life management system is a successful mindset. That means a successful mental process. Because a set is a system and a system is a process. Now, you may be able to see the system, be able to see the picture, but can you see the process? A lot of people can see the picture. Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people, they say, "Ooh, Brother Will, I can see that convertible, Lamborghini in my driveway, homie. I can see my 10,000 square foot, 5-bedroom, 4-car, 6-car garage home sitting on the lake. I can see the house." Okay, can you see yourself doing the work by which that produces that house? Well, I'm waiting on the government to give me the check, brother. Okay, you keep waiting. I see the government handing me a check. No, I see me producing a damn check. ain't waiting on the government to do nothing. I'm going to get up and do it myself. The process, my brothers and sisters, can you see the process? Don't tell me about the picture. Tell me about the process. What is the process that produces the picture? Let me say that again. What is the process, my brothers and sisters? What is the process, my brothers and sisters? What is the process? It is the process. You got to be married to the process. That's the key to life management system. Every morning you wake up, you should feel that the process exists. I know I'm wealthy because I have a process. I know a process exists that produces wealth. I know I'm healthy because I know there's a process that exists. That process is me getting on that treadmill, putting it on 10, 20, whatever, jump on up for 30 seconds and get off for 30 seconds and jump on for 30 seconds, get off for 30 seconds. And if I do that too long, I notice that my heels will start hurting, my knees will get a little hurting, because as I get older, that high impact, I got a good low impact. So I may do the elliptical machine as a process. Do you have a process that produces wealth? Do you have a process that produces health? Do you have a process that produces wisdom? Do you got a process that produces rest? Do you got a process that comes from a principle, that comes from your purpose? Do you have a process? The life management system is a life management process. Brothers and sisters, happy processing. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.